It's the night of the holiday concert at the Opera Theater in downtown Phoenix. The stage is lit, the instruments are in tune, and it's showtime for Grace Arriaga and her twin sister, Jade.
That was really cool. They had like the lights and everything set up, and it was like dark, but then like light eventually when you get on the stage where they're recording.
Jade starts to command the big stage as she enters with her violin.
I feel like when I was performing, I had so much more space to show my emotion through music.
But both girls are well aware that this avenue to express themselves does not come cheap.
It probably did cost a lot for them, but I'm grateful.
The Arriagas are just two students who attend Rosie's House, a nonprofit organization that provides free music lessons to kids in low-income areas. Allison Hartsock works at the school. She said when the funding stops, the music does too.
More times than not, it's schools like Title I schools that are cutting extracurricular programs like music.
Yet through the support of donations, the show can go on, as the school provided over 20,000 lessons in 2020 alone.
You know, our sort of philosophy is it doesn't matter your background, the neighborhood you live in, the school you go to, you should have access to these opportunities that are going to help you flourish.
But music isn't the only lesson that's being taught by Rosie's House. Grace mentioned that she is able to get through her school presentations due to a life lesson.
I want to be a neurosurgeon when I grow up. And I was studying the brain, and I didn't know how I was going to do up there. But then I kept thinking about how Rosie's House, and I do great when I perform with my instrument, with piano or cello, and it makes me more confident to get up in that stage and do my presentation.
Okay, good. And smile at the camera. Go again.
The pandemic has certainly changed the layout of these concerts, from wiping down instruments.
And they were cleaning the surfaces, the piano, every single key of the piano, which was amazing.
To a new sense of isolation.
You can't bow to an audience and the audience is clapping for you. You're just looking at the camera and then bowing, which is kind of weird.
The recording has stopped.
But no matter what format, the girls are here to play and pursue their passion.
I do it because I really, really enjoy it. It's not like other kids sometimes, you know, they're on their video games, on their Xbox. Like, No. Like, music is the thing to do.
I'm Amavanda 90 for Blaze Radio.